It's now hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, ladies and gentlemen, the Vinnie Eastwood Show, live from New Zealand. My very special guest is Andrew Norton Weber. And could you give out your websites again there, please, Andrew?
Yes. The main one where I'm collecting all the true free water knowledge is AquariusTheWaterBearer.com, spelled just like the constellation. And my personal website is AndrewNortonWeber.com. And there's two important, lots of documents there. There's a water library there. You can see a lot of the books I've been collecting. There's one of the first things you should hand to anybody if you're trying to convince them is a document called Doctors and Experts. And the full title is Who Had the Courage to Tell the Truth About Distilled Water. It used to be about 24 doctors, but now I've increased the total to about 75 doctors and experts. And there's no mention of urine in that document. It's just people's, the doctors and experts, quotes on distilled water. And when you read them all together, even if you hadn't heard this talk, it just puts you over the edge. It just keeps giving it to you. And this is well-known knowledge. This has just been largely suppressed in this century. I found more and more quotes going back to the 1800s, and I've gone back as far now as found a quote from Aristotle, 350 BC, about pure water. So remember, whenever you say pure water, by default, it's implied you mean distilled water. They're one and the same. Whenever you say you want some oil, you don't mean you want some oil with dirt in it. When you say you want some water, I want some water, right? Not water with dirt in it. So water, pure water, and distilled water are all the same thing, because that's the natural state of water, is to be distilled when it's pure, is to be the fastest at the molecular level.
Go ahead.
I'll give a couple more ruses that they're using to scare people, and I want to get into some brass tacks about how important this is and what we can do with this knowledge to literally turn the lights on in people and scare the monsters off this planet. It's time to put the scare into the monsters. Another joke they use in the early death article to prove that distilled water is bad for you, they say most beverage companies, like soda manufacturers, like to use distilled water because they don't want any flavors messing with their consistency of what they add to it, right? So they use the example of the fact that soda is known to leach calcium out of the bones, right? And it does that because it's so deadly acidic that your body has to release literal calcium out of your actual bones. This is organic calcium now, to neutralize the acidity of the carbonic acid and the 40 grams of sugar in that can of Coke. But yet this early death article uses the fact that the soda was made with distilled water to begin with to prove that distilled water leaches minerals from the body, ignoring the carbonic acid, the 40 grams of sugar, and the fact that it's not distilled water anymore. So you start seeing where this paper is coming from. It's a complete joke. But most people get slapped in the head with it early death, and they don't go researching any further. But as Lisa Harrison nicely pointed out in my interview with her, that when you look beyond the early death article, all you find are articles and people talking about what I'm saying about it and how awesome it is. And most of, if not all, of the anti-distilled water articles come back to the early death one. They keep it secular. They keep referring to that one article, and or the only other source for the paper has been the World Health Organization, who had a paper called Demineralized Water, which they told you to stay away from it for the same bullshit reasons, and said, by the way, you should also add fluoride to your water because it's good for you. So you know where that paper is coming from.
Oh, yeah. And I love it how even the World Health Organization statistics, the fluoridated and unfluoridated countries, you have a look at the dental decay today, but all both go down right away. It's because, hey, people started brushing their teeth after the 60s because people had toothpaste and toothbrushes, that kind of thing. Yeah. And on top of that, this is just this insanity. Like, you're talking about how we live in an opposite world, right? They call people who are against fluoride conspiracy theorists and crazy. So naturally, the people accusing you of being conspiracy theorists are crazy themselves, you know? Like, there was this one dude who says, oh, the fluoride doesn't come from the phosphate fertilizer industry. It comes from crushing rocks. And I go, really? Do you know how the phosphate fertilizer industry gets its fluoride and phosphate fertilizer? No? By
like crushing rocks.
Yeah, lots of doublespeak, lots of tricks going on. But this water knowledge, not only will it physically, the first thing it's going to do is, you know, the body is the temple. The first thing it's going to do is clean out the temple. But that's just the beginning. All your mental clarity will go through the roof. Your ability to think and concentrate and sleep better, because it cleans out the garbage. You know, even Alzheimer's is just a matter of foreign objects. And they notice the formation of aggregates around the brain cells before they die. Gee, what if we remove the aggregates first, which is what concrete is made out of? So you imagine even Alzheimer's patients get reversed because they moved the garbage out of the body, out of the machine. You know of no machine that runs better with foreign objects in between the parts. And that's what this water does, is focus on flushing it out. So mental clarity goes through, and then spiritual powers start to come along online, as in psychic powers, as in people start to have crown chakra burst, which is they see a white light in their head accompanied by a feeling of complete bliss, which is the pineal gland finally shedding off of its calcification from the fluoride. This is the direct way for everybody that knows how important the pineal is. This is the way to clean it very quickly. So people start to see white light inside their heads. They start to be able to see in the dark in rooms that they're in with their eyes closed. They start to have telepathic experiences with their children and their pets first. They start to glow. And when literally this means anybody that starts doing this, you actually start pulling in more light into this dark place that we're in. And that's literally, I mean, the monsters will run. And deception is no longer possible. Once you understand this knowledge and you start getting it through you, it opens up your psychic abilities. And what we are looking for is a populace that becomes psychic. Deception will no longer be possible. And this is the dawning of the age. This is the age of Aquarius now. And the way that people who study the constellations in the different ages, the way they most basically sum up the age of Aquarius is they say Aquarius brings psychic awareness. And that is exactly on a physical level what the water does to people. You notice everybody seems to be gray and kind of scabby, or people look like they don't have much light in them. Well, pure water channels pure light. And you're probably familiar with the movie Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
No.
It's a big hit in Australia where the two guys started juicing. They went to go for 90 days straight. Two very overweight. I recommend everybody should see it. This is a distilled water's testimonial. It's two of them because there's two guys in the movie. But it shows you two gray, sour personality, overweight, unhealthy people that start juicing, no food, just unlimited amounts of juices for 90 days straight, and they feel so good, they keep on going. But what happens is they turn from all those not very nice attributes, they go from gray to golden and glowing, their eyes become sparkly and lit up, their personalities become happy again. They start to treat people nice. They start relating with their family again. They start exercising. They start feeling full of energy. And what's going on is water is a conduit for light. The things we call prana, mana, chi, Tesla's radiant energy, Wilhelm Reich's orgone energy, the force from Star Wars, these are all same terms for the energy that is what is animating you and I right now. And what do scientists do whenever they look for life out in the universe? They look for water. It's because water is an antenna. It literally conducts light when it's pure. When it's dirty, the antenna is dirty and it doesn't conduct as much light. And we can use some physical facts to know this. All electricians know and are taught that distilled water is the only water that will not conduct electricity. And it's because that water does not conduct harmful energy. Water only conducts healthy energy. Water, it is actually the dirt in water that the electricity arcs across. And so electricians have an ohms meter, little yellow box with two red and black wires coming off of it. And they can test things to see if they're hot or not. It tests to see whether or not there's electrical current going between the thing that they're touching. So you can take three different types of water, some well water, which is kind of at the bottom, dirty, some reverse osmosis water's been cleaned a good bit, and distilled water's been cleaned perfectly, right? You stick the two ohms meters, the ohms meters in the well water, and you get a very low ohms reading, meaning there's not much resistance, meaning it's easy for the electricity, the harmful energy, to pass through that water. Keep in mind that we're made out of water, right? So when the body or the water is dirty, electricity flows through it easily. So think of a dirty populace, sick, and think of HAARP, scalar weapons, Wi-Fi, cell phones, cell towers. When water is dirty, harmful energy easily flows through it, okay? Now you put the ohms meter in the reverse osmosis water. The ohms go up. There's more resistance to the electrical flow because there's not as much dirt in the water for electricity to arc across. You stick it in the distilled water and the ohms go pin out because there's nothing in it for it to arc across and it has a massively high amount of ohms, a massive amount of resistance to harmful energy. I held the two ohms meter in my hands after that, and it went even higher.
So hold on a second here. So you're saying if somebody filled a bathtub full of distilled water and then tried to commit suicide by chucking a toaster in it or something like that, they'd be sweet as? They wouldn't die?
They'd be very disappointed.
How interesting.
Now, you know, it depends.
Well, I think they'd be very disappointed in order to try that experiment in the first place. But anyway, go ahead.
Right. You know, you want to be clean water. You don't want any dirt to fall in it while you're drawing the tub or no. You got to be careful about how you commit suicide, you know.
Yeah, you got to clean the tub first, yeah.
If the toaster is dirty, has lots of crumbs in it, that might create the conductivity necessary. So make sure you look into suicide carefully before you attempt.
Yeah, go for the hairdryer, folks, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, this is really, really bad. Actually, we're not making fun of suicide, by the way.
No, we're not. We're just trying to...
Might have been a bit insensitive.
We're in opposite land, and it's very stressful, and we're just trying to deal with it. So we have a lot of sarcasm ready to go, because this place is ripe for sarcasm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we see in one set of science that pure water actually blocks harmful electricity. So what a weapon to have or a defense to have in this time of scalar weapons and psychotronic weapons, which I want to get around to Donald Marshall, who you interviewed a while back. I'd like people to send a flood of letters and even possibly you too. Think about contacting him and getting him to get on the distilled water. I have testimonials from targeted individuals who have suffered psychotronic weaponry for decades. As soon as they started pounding the water, their energy field goes up, and their aura becomes stronger, and they can block conscious transmissions. So Donald Marshall, if I could get him on the distilled water, could block the nightly psychotronic abductions and anybody else in the celebrity world that's being tortured by this method. And I think this knowledge...
Would that also work for, say, spiritual attack? Because we've got a lot of reports of people being... attacked by say psychopaths and so on and so
yes,
forth.
Yes, that's why this knowledge, this is not just a simple piece of knowledge about water. This is actually the secret to everything that I say, and I'm not shy about it. This water will make all of your dreams come true. The knowledge of everything you've wanted, and it's why it's been hidden from you. It's why you're told that early death comes from drinking pure water. They say distilled water because they don't put that scientific-sounding laboratory name on it. Yes, and so you see that it blocks harmful energy, right? There's proof through Curlian photography, which photographs the electromagnetic spectrum, that the opposite happens. The more the body becomes pure, the more that water becomes pure, the more helpful energy it conducts. Another word for prana, mana, chi, light force. Have you ever seen Curlian food photography where they have a cooked piece of... You've probably seen it.
I thought Curlian was one of the Three Stooges.
No. Well, he moved on and invented this type of photography. So he used to eat a lot. So we want to know what his food was up to. Have you ever seen photos of food or animals or people with the, kind of the aura glow around them or the purple, blue, white snapping glow around them? That's done with a Curlian camera, Kirlian. And they have pictures, especially I know there's one of cabbage, of broccoli and tomato, of before it's cooked, beautiful aura glowing all around it. After it's cooked, same piece of cabbage, looks like a black and white photograph, but it's not. When you cook it, you kill it, you unorganize it, and it can no longer hold light. And so it becomes a gray-looking piece of matter, much like most of the people you see walking around right now. Okay? So same thing when people get healthier and they put their hands on a Curlian photography plate, the healthier they are, the more there is a glow around their hand, around their body. And the sicker people are, the less of a glow they have. So this water is known as the lubricant between dimensions. Water is known as the universal conduit. It's for these reasons. That's why they look for water out in the cosmos, because wherever there's water, there's life, which is just a code word for light. Life, L-I-F-E, is abbreviation of the two words light force. And they're really one and the same. And even the word light has a silent G-H in it, which when you use a G-H is an F sound, like as enough or tough. So it's really life, and it's life. They're just kind of hiding it. And most words that you use to describe things that are living or alive or vibrant, when you like things, or when you even like is a hidden word for the word light. When you like something, you look at it a lot. You attenuate your gaze on it. You shine your light. It's even proven now that people's eyes send out light. And so when you like something, you light something. If I like you, Vinny, I'm actually saying that I light you in reality. I spend time looking. I go, Vinny's awesome. I light him a lot. And even the word love is a corrupted word. Love is a low vibrating sound, like, duh, love. It's easier to say something, do you like them? It's because it's actually what your more intent is. You light them. You don't duh them. You light them.
And if you're a Rockefeller, you kill them. We'll be right back after the break. At the VinnyInstantShow.com.
My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation, have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them, and I can do anything with no permission.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Andrew Norton Weber, what was it, AquariusTheWaterBearer.com?
Yes.
I'm good, I remembered. Okay. Now, water being contaminated. I was just thinking about this. When they sell you water filters, most of them don't remove fluoride. In fact, one doctor who did a presentation in Auckland a number of months ago said that when she purchased a water filter in an effort to get the fluoride out, it did get the fluoride out, except it concentrated the aluminium by like 30 times what was normally in it. And it occurs to me that there is an agenda to, having this conversation with you has kind of awakened this realization that there's an agenda to separate human beings from pure water.
Yeah. And look how easy it was for me to tell you. I'm not telling you anything that's complicated, right? Every first grader can understand this. And I have an easiest time with the average Joe on the street who doesn't have a college education. The more educated people are, the harder it is to tell them this, because they have an egoic investment in their education. No, no, there's no way I could have missed that. They would have taught us that in college.
But it's like, not really.
It's not in college. Yeah. It's missing. And it's too simple. This knowledge, if you aren't willing to listen to anybody, this, the simplicity of this can actually work against you. And you'll find a lot of people like, oh, yeah, right. I can't believe it. So that works against it. Mm-hmm.
I think now there's also a massive agenda to control water. You heard of Bechtel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think it was in Colombia where they tried to privatize the water supply, even the rainwater.
Yeah,
to prevent people from being able to get it unless they paid for it. I was like, whoa, that's freaking evil. And they did have kind of like a revolution, and they threw them out, thank goodness. But then there's Libya, which allegedly had the one of the world's largest and most pure water supplies. That gets invaded, contaminated with depleted uranium, and the underground river that they built so that they could grow vegetables and so on and so forth in the desert was destroyed and won't be rebuilt.
Yeah.
So you see there the corporate military industrial complex scumbaggery agents of the New World Order don't want people having access to good, decent water at all. I mean, what were the guys, Chris Maple and Paul Wittenberger made a film called The Great Culling, the first film in the series of water, air and food, obviously being water. And what occurred to me was quite interesting is that they actually took a node, an electrode sort of thing with a little bit of tablets, you know, so they can get the consistency right in the liquids that they were testing for fluoride. And it's in everything. It's in the soda. It's in the bottled water. It's in orange juice. It's in, like, freaking any liquid you could possibly think of. I don't recall if they actually tested milk or whatever, but
I don't know if it's on purpose or not, but there's a lie. That movie lies right in the middle of it about distilled water, and they quickly cut away. They just throw you. It's almost like a subliminal drop about it being bad for you, and they quickly move on. There's some, I can't remember it now, but it's some outrageous lie. So that's too bad. People need to let them know who made that.
Yeah, I'll get in contact with Chris and Paul and let them know and check out this interview here because, you know, most people, I wouldn't say most. I hate that when people say that. Don't you notice that? It was just, most people think this and most people do that. Really, if you conducted a survey, were you Harvard-backed, educated, you know, that kind of thing? No, you didn't. You're just making stuff up over the top of your head running. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Hit them with the doctors and experts article first.
Yeah.
That way, because everybody is so confident that distilled water is bad for them that if common Joe like you and I tries to tell them, oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. So that's why I put together the doctors and experts list in the first place. For people who are trying to wake up and who are actually, you know, they don't need the doctor. I can, you know, you can talk to them. Somebody who can actually, their ego is not closed and you can just talk to them. They understand this. It resonates as truth. You don't need the doctors and experts document. But for some people you do. Yeah. Let me explain to you why this is alchemy and why you should be even more excited about it and why it's not, you're not supposed to know about this and why it's so important that you tap into everybody you know. I want you to start bugging everybody you know and ask them about distilled water. And you can use my website as an information source. But it not only does Aquarius brings psychic awareness, but the knowledge of water itself, the question, is distilled water good for you, separates truth tellers from deceivers. It separates those who are trying to keep the planet asleep from those who are trying to wake the planet up. Because you can ask them about the knowledge, is it good for you? And there's only one correct answer, which is a resounding yes. You can give a yes if you want to, but when you really know what it does, it's an excited yes. If they say, no, it's not good for you, or a half answer as in, well, you should only drink it a little bit at a time. Those are both bullshit. And then the next step is to give them the true knowledge. You see how easily I told you about this, right? Just a conversation. Anybody that's willing to listen, if they look at this knowledge with 100% accuracy, the common man will see this and understand it as true, right?
Yeah. But then again, you and me having this conversation, it's actually part of my profession to listen. The other part of my profession is to talk.
Right. But I'm talking about, I want people like David Icke, who has refused to broadcast this knowledge. I can't get through to Graham Hancock, although I think he would if somebody could get it through to him. What you can do is you can find out if you can get it through to them, get the question, which they try to avoid if they don't want to broadcast the knowledge, is to get them to state their opinion on it. Now that the truth is out about distilled water, anybody that tells you that's bad for you All you have to do is hand them the truth. And if they still refuse to acknowledge that, that kind of tells you where they're coming from.
Mm.
I can't get Right Eyes Creations and Henrik Palmgren to address the issue. They put out an article that was anti-distilled water. And I emailed them. I notified them. I got other many people and people who used to have good relationships with Henrik Palmgren. He wouldn't answer them. And he refuses to take down the article. So Red Ice Creations, to me, sounds like Blood Water Productions. And I think he is actually a time waster and a hope stealer. I could be wrong. I'd love for him to come out and tell his whole audience about distilled water. And I'm not selling anything. I don't sell distillers. My payoff will be the psychopaths getting kicked off this planet. Because everybody that figures out this knowledge and hears about it, they don't forget it. You only need to be told this once, and they start lighting themselves up. And you can't stop people from using this knowledge once they know about it. And the water shortage scarcity thing is all bullshit, too. You can distill water anywhere. And the hydrologic cycle is constantly distilling water. And even if there was a shortage of water, every human, as a last resort, if not the first resort, comes with their own internal watering system. That's the beauty of the four different water sources. There's all body waters. Breast milk, saliva, plasma, the amniotic fluid, urine, all body waters, all sky waters, rain, mist, snow, dew, and fog, all plant waters, all fruit and vegetable juices. Those are all distilled. And then all artificial methods. There's distillers, and then there's solar distillers. There's all kinds of contraptions that can pull free water out of the air all over the place. The whole water wars is a complete joke and just a complete scare tactic. It's ridiculous. And alchemy, everything you associated with alchemy and the powers of Saint Germain, those are exactly what come to somebody who begins cycling pure water through their body. And alchemy means light chemistry. You do not have to study for decades up in a castle tower by candlelight studying old manuscripts to figure out what alchemy means. That's a joke. Again, just like the Lost Fountain of Youth is an easy joke to understand once you understand it. Alchemy, the L sound, alchemy, that means light. Whenever you see the word, you know, like the pineal gland, pineal, it's a pine cone shaped gland, and it's a pine cone of light, so pineal. All matter is condensed light, and the science of matter is called chemistry. And so we have chemicals. The chemistry of light is what chemicals are. And alchemy is light chemistry. And remember I told you that whenever there's water, there's pure light. Whenever they search for water in the universe or life, they search for water. That's because light is the universal, is a lubricant between dimensions. We got here on a ride on water. In Western science, the pineal gland doesn't form until the 49th day in the fetus. In Eastern science, it is said that the soul does not incarnate into the body until the 49th day. Descartes said the pineal gland is the seat of the soul. It's a crystal throne for the ball of light that you are, your soul. That's why it's called your soul. Soul is the word that we use, the sound. In the beginning was the word. It's sound that's important. It's not the spelling. Soul is the word for a ball of light. That's why they call it your soul. We get solar power from the sun. The Latin word for the sun is soul. The Spanish word for the sun is soul. The pineal gland is a seat for your soul. You cannot incarnate into the body until the pineal gland forms. And what are you doing as a fetus at that point? You're floating in pure water. Water is the lubricant between dimensions. You cannot make the dimensional shift from out there to into this bodysuit until you're floating in water. The pineal gland is even full of pure water. And the more pure the water is that's in it and in your body, the better it functions. So alchemy, light chemistry, wherever you throw pure water, you throw pure light. When you start looping pure water, whether it's your own urine or you're drinking distilled water, and urine becomes clear after 5 to 7 days, especially if you're fasting. It's yellow and nasty if you're eating cooked food, but if you switch to raw food and eat healthy and or fast, it gets rainwater clear. And so when you do a 40-day urine fast, you're not actually looping what you think of as urine for 40 days. It's only for the first 5 days that it's yellow and stinky and has those 5% ingredients in it. 35 and 25 days on out, all you're really doing is looping pure water when you send it. That's how you spend 40 days and 40 nights in the desert. You don't bring 300 pounds of water on your back. You just loop the one set of water that you've got in your body. So alchemy is playing with light, and light comes into this dimension through water. That's why water is the prima facie material. In fact, water and matter, they're the same word. You flip the M upside down, you get water, and you flip the W upside down, you get matter. So people start to glow, right? In alchemy, the joke that people are searching for the philosopher's stone, they want to create this powder, this substance that has the magic ability to turn lead into gold. Remember, I told you, and everybody needs to watch this, the fat, sick, and nearly dead. The two men go from gray and ashen to golden and glowing. That's what is meant by turning lead into gold. The search for turning physical lead into physical gold is a joke to keep hucksters off the path. And the only thing you'll find there is fool's gold. But it's the light. Those people start glowing. And even in the urine therapy testimonies, there's a common testimonial that people start glowing when they start cycling pure water. What's going on? Their cup runneth over. They've become so pure that they're holding so much light, it starts to glow. And that's what alchemy is. And all those powers, telepathy, teleportation, telekinesis, those come from a creature that is wielding light. That's a sorcerer or a wizard. That's how alchemists and that's how Saint Germain had these powers, was the knowledge, this one simple piece of knowledge. And so you're not just spreading health to people. Sure, you can talk to Aunt Maggie about just the health aspect. Don't talk to her about anything esoteric. Just get her on the water, even if she doesn't want it. Without realizing it, old ladies that start drinking the water and the juices, they have crown chakra bursts. They start seeing light in their head. And that's something that people in the yoga world, they meditate for 20 friggin' years trying to have a crown chakra burst. So you can get old ladies and old men who aren't even trying, don't even aware that there's a psychotronic battle going on this planet and a spiritual war. Just by getting them and your friends and your neighbors and everyone you love on water, they start to light up. And you literally light up the whole planet, and monsters only operate in the dark. They scatter when you turn on the lights. And it's time for this.
Cockroaches.
Yes. It's time for this knowledge to come out. And this frees people. The whole body starts to feel better. It lubricates. There's water in between the parts. If you don't have oil inside your engine, the parts start to rub against you. You get friction. You get inflammation. You get heat. You get flame from friction. When people start drinking the water, they start to feel like they're in a cocoon. They start sleeping better. The whole body is lubricated. And that's just the beginning, because they can't feel their body as much because there's not as much physical friction going on because the water is lubricating it. But then the water is also allowing the sacred geometric antenna that the body already is, the pineal gland, the radio and television broadcasting antenna in the center of the head. It doesn't want to be fluoridated and calcified and covered with fluoride and chlorine, which have a positive charge and pure water is attracted to, and it melts it off it, and they start to see again.
All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment coming up. Don't you go anywhere, folks. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humor, you go friggin' nuts. Have you noticed that you enjoy your life more now that you're drinking all this distilled water? Have you found that things are just funnier and just generally more enjoyable?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah, and much less scary. People start sleeping better. They report much less fear. It helps them to understand that they actually do have control and power over their own bodies. They don't need to go see the guy in the white coat. The simple concept of cleaning the body out from the inside resonates so well. Everywhere in life, any object you own, if you don't follow the cleaning and maintenance instructions, it falls apart. And that's all that we're talking here. But when you're talking about a human being and you give the owner of it, the original instructions manual back, the human being is a powerful tool. So we've been operating without the instructions. Here they are.
Which is why most people, instead of being powerful tools, just seem a lot more just like tools.
Yep.
This is the problematic difficulty, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got an entire society, X amount of hundreds of thousands, some allege millions of years of evolution or whatever your belief structure is. And then we've come to the point where we've now been taught the direct opposite of everything that's true. And so naturally, everything that we were meant to do, we wind up doing the exact opposite as well. Isn't that a really sad state of affairs? You know, are we supposed to have hierarchical structures? No, we're supposed to have kind of community to wise things and trust in each other, caring, so on and so forth. But what's it like now? Well, a couple of people up the top control everybody down the bottom, and they don't give a frack about us.
Mm-hmm. And even those creatures are just, they've forgotten. For me, the only reason
maybe it's like the Wizard of Oz, bro. Like if you chuck distilled water on David Rockefeller or something, he'll melt into the pavement.
Yeah. Well, I think the only reason to be mean to other entities is when you feel insecure yourself. I think to sum up, right? And so I'm thinking that insecurity, even for all these Dick Cheney, Rockefeller, they don't remember their own connection to Source, and I'm not afraid of my phones being tapped or anybody knowing this that might be on what we call the enemy side. I encourage them to, because this actually infiltrates. Everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to be loved or liked or lighted. And this water does that. It reminds them, oh my gosh, when you really look into it, it shows you that, you know, you are connected back to Source. And this allows you to actually feel it. You know, people meditate for decades on end because they're trying to get that a feeling of connectedness, right? But it's hard to when your main satellite dish in and out of the body to God is calcified and turned into a rock. So you unfreeze that thing and they start to feel bliss. They start to feel Source. So makes people feel a lot better.
And what effect has this had on your sex life, bro?
If you have any problems with it not being like this, all prostate problems, all that are just a result of foreign objects in the parts. You don't want foreign objects in your parts. Unless you're
a woman.
Yes. Then they prefer that. So you get more foreign objects in your parts longer if you're both on water. I guess we could say that.
Well, there you go.
My teeth have gotten whiter. My ability to think better has gone up. I've gotten slightly less younger looking. Most of my classmates have gray hairs. I'm 43 years old. Definitely my intuition has gone up. My stream of consciousness comes into it better now. And I can think a lot better and see a lot better now. And much more clear about bullshit and deception. By the way,
you've mentioned it many times during this show. You have to say BS on FCC regulated radio, and I apologize to any sensitive affiliates that we have out there. But anyway, sorry, Andrew, I disrupted your thought. Keep going, please.
That's all right. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot. It's the question that drives them mad. So I ask everybody, for whoever out there is your heroes, start asking them, even during your interviews, even if you're doing some interview about technology, whatever, ask them about distilled water. You know, we need David Wilcock to be talking about this. We need all the people who have got the highest voices and reaches. It doesn't take much. They can talk about everything else they want to, but let people know about the water. And it doesn't matter if you mention me or my website or not. That's not important at all. It's the knowledge to get to everybody. This is the payoff will be a freed up planet.
Yeah. Kind of like Arrakis. Water is life.
Water is life. The water of life. The whole movie, The Neverending Story. They keep talking about this medallion called Orin. spelled A-U-R-Y-M. Take out the A and you got urine.
Mm.
And in the book, The Water of Life, that the movie came out of, the Orin is mentioned 22 times and the Water of Life is mentioned 55 times. The Water of Life is a description of water. Now, of course, in the Bible, they mean urine because that's the ultimate distilled water. But the Water of Life, remember I said life is a condensation of the word light force? The Water of Life is an apt term for water. It's not that water is life. Water actually is a dead, inorganic compound. It's that water channels. That's why the of is in there. It's of life. It channels life. And that brings back to another BS argument that you'll hear a lot when people, you try to tell them about distilled water over and over again. They say, no, it's dead water. You don't want to drink it. You only want living water. And they talk about alkaline water and spring water. And, and they put it down. They say it's dead water. Okay, well, that's a joke because technically, in always, water is a dead compound. I don't care if it comes out of a spring and it's got particles of bits of rock in it or you blast it. It's still not living. Water is and always will be a dead object. It is an inorganic compound made of oxygen and hydrogen. It's not living. It conducts water. And the only thing you could call like living water, if you really want to say that, would be fruit juices or your own, you know, breast milk or urine. But see, even there, that's water with living things in it. It's still not that the water is living. Water is a dead compound. So that's a bogus argument. And you'll hear it so much it'll make you want to vomit.
I have heard that a bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's complete. Every argument against distilled water is a complete opposite obfuscated lie turned upside down. And once
interestingly, a lot of the people who have been telling me that are these kind of new agey people who are completely out of touch with reality.
Yep. And speaking of light and golden glowing, my hair has always been dark brown my whole adult life. And I've started getting golden streaks in my hair, and I'm not getting highlights. And I asked my mom about it, and she said that when I was a little boy, I had golden highlights. So that's another thing that's happened to me.
Wow. Well, ladies out there, I know how much it costs to get your hair colored and so on and so forth. And for those of you in Auckland, we do actually have this guy here, the Silky Organic Hairdressing, a guy named Nathan. You can give him a call, 027-42-44-202. That's 027-42-44-202. And what's interesting is that although he does like a lot of really good organic kind of haircutting techniques, he uses paraben-free products and what have you when he's doing your hair. But I would think that if you're getting your hair done and cutting color and so on and so forth, I think, you know, having that whole distilled water mojo would be a very, very good thing. I've met a lot of women who are getting older and they've lost the color in their hair and they spend a fortune trying to get it back through artificial means. And that only destroys the hair, doesn't it?
And it's just because of a matter of a lock or a blockage of light flow. All matter is condensed light. So if you want some more matter in your body, if you need more pigments, you need to be channeling more light so that your body can create the pigments you need. And I have numerous testimonies. It just goes without fail. So many testimonies of white hair turning back to black. Greg Prescott, that runs the N5D website, he put up his own photo testimonial. Within 90 days of drinking a gallon a day of distilled water bought from Walmart in plastic containers, he went from gray salt and pepper hair back to his blonde hair. He's still a little few gray roots ever, but the dramatic difference is undeniable. And he's gotten even better. And now we've got Santos Bonacci, who I had done interviews with early on and told him all about distilled water. And we've got an anti-distilled water testimonial through him. And this is kind of my first time publicly addressing it. I really don't know how to deal with it. But he has since started taking cell salts and adding sea salt to his water to remineralize it. But it doesn't matter if it's Himalayan, Celtic, or regular sea salt. All sea salts are inorganic. If you want salts, get them from living foods. Yes, you need the salts. You need the 12 salts, but you want them from living sources like, you know, sodium that's in celery. That's living sodium. The sodium in sea salt, doesn't matter if it's Himalayan, is deadly. Santos Bonacci is dying in front of our eyes. 2 years ago, when I talked to the guy, Skyped with him face to face, he had beautiful black hair and beautiful skin, was not wearing glasses. Now he started taking cell salts and going around telling people that I'm wrong about the body's inability to absorb inorganic minerals. And that's not me. That's a known scientific fact. You can look that up anywhere. He's taking cell salts, and now he's gone from... Now he's got gray hair and he's wearing glasses. And if he keeps telling people he's tired and that he's killing himself, I wish people would write to him and tell him to stop taking salts.
Right.
He's gone from golden to gray rather than gray to golden, which is what happens to anybody that does the water knowledge right.
All right. Andrew Norton Weber, ladies and gentlemen, you can check out more information about him and distilled water at AquariusTheWaterBearer.com. And we'll see you again sometime, folks.